neuralgic center of the city from its medieval origins, formerly called Plaza Mayor or Mercado. From it, there are 8 streets, its most emblematic point being the small sculpture of Tirico, 1858, raised on a high pedestal, where, in addition, is the central fountain. The whole perimeter of the square appears porticated, welcoming different commercial businesses. There you can contemplate a series of modernist buildings such as Casa Ferran, the Maglilina or the House El Tirico, which give a charm and an outstanding personality to this urban space. Casa del Tirico, modernist house built in 1912 by the architect Pablo Manglio. It consists of 4 floors, plus the ground floor. In the first, a large gallery formed by 7 columns topped with a floral capital, which serve as a support to a balcony, run on the second floor. The decorative forms are seen in their arches window, in their sinuous columns, and in the culmination in tower that breaks the symmetry of the facade. The majority of the modernist works of Teruel belong to the Pablo Picasso architect Pablo Manglio, trained in the school of Barcelona, influenced by the precursor of modernism Antonio Gaudí, therefore, can be considered Catalan modernism. The bourgeoisie Teruelense opted for the architectural renovation, ordering this municipal architect several works. The Maglilina in 7 of the square of the Tirico can be seen, another work of Manglio, with Forge of Macias Abad, in a narrow facade, where the eaves are emphasized, and underneath the vane ones with curved lines and floral decorations so typical of the art. Navo, Casa Ferran, it has an entrance on Col Nuva 4. Pablo Manglio's work represents the greatest exponent of modernism in Teruel. The symmetry and balance with the mixture of stone, cast iron, wrought iron and wood, make a set of wise harmony. The forge belongs to the artist Macias Abad. The interior of the trade, rehabilitated by the architect Carlos Ferran, maintains harmony with the exterior. We must highlight the counters, railings, and stairs.